How did we meet?
Oh, them are the days. We were at the Adam Smith Institute, and you looked at me across a crowded room, and our eyes caught each other. And I thought you were funny.
And now I'm at the New Statesman Award preamble.
The antithesis of the Adam Smith Institute.
It is that.
Would it be wrong of me?
There are women here.
There are. Nick and those are fucking Adam Smith Institute. Would it be wrong of me to interject at this point and mention the fact that we're completely wasted?
I think everyone assumes that on every podcast. It's
excellent.
Unnecessary information.
Glad to hear it. And so we're in a Kosovan bar in St. Martin's.
I'm in favour of liberating Kosovo. What about you?
No, I'm just saying we're in a Kosovan bar in St. Martin's.
Well, I think I supported the liberation of Kosovo, and I'm proud that they're bringing free enterprise to London, and that's good as far as I'm concerned. And if you commies don't like that, well, that's your problem.
Yeah, don't tell me. Some of your best friends are black.
Kosovo.
Yeah, right. Can we get back to business?
What do you think of PMQs today?
Ah, right. The magic tragic trick has never been used more than today. It was used by the Prime Minister. It was used by the Leader of Her Majesty's Opposition. It was used by Ming Campbell. It was even used by fucking Ian Paisley. Everyone silenced their audience by referring to tragic deaths in Iraq.
Recess. 100 British soldiers have sacrificed their life for freedom and liberty in Iraq. That's not magic tragic. That's an important event. And if the Parliament won't recognise that, who will?
I'm not suggesting the Parliament should recognise it, but you've just done it to me, you fucker.
That's great.
I did like the way that David Cameron looked like he was going to cry when the Prime Minister brought up the fact that in September he was for academic selection and now he's against academic selection.
Nobody is interested in those details. Everyone was laughing at Hillary Armstrong. Hillary Armstrong was chewing on a lemon in a bad way. The lemon that she was chewing on was inserted up her anus.
She did look a little bit on the grim side, I have to admit. She's gotta go. She's so gotta go.
Oh, what did old Dave say? He said, not a great career move blaming the Prime Minister for losing their...
Yeah. I think we should fill in for those few listeners that aren't sure what happened. The government whip, namely Hillary Armstrong, told Blair,
go home, don't worry about it, have an easy night, say goodnight to Leo, blah, blah, blah.
And the government lost the vote last night on religious hatred by one vote.
At which point we were drinking with John Hemming.
Yeah, and the people hear that bollocks when it comes to it.
And you said, oh, don't worry, it actually turned out it was very importantly voted. I'm glad that we...
No, that was after the vote. We knew it was lost at that point.
Well, let's just edit all that out.
But anyway.
Reshuffle.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be one now that Hillary Armstrong's going.
Hillary Armstrong's going, and I hear from the Vatican...
From the Vatican?
...that possibly, the Blessed Ruth has had the Immaculate Conception.
Or... Maybe.
Immaculately timed conception.
Also that she can get out of DFES after she loses her schools bill.
But, you know, I heard also the DFES denied that was the case.
Yeah, no, it's very rare you get an official denial from a departmental press office.
She's not up duff, according to the official press officer.
Yeah, but it's very rare that you get an official press officer, a departmental press officer, commenting on the pregnancy or otherwise of a Secretary of State. They would normally say that's a private matter and we don't comment on it.
A private matter? It's a matter between God, her husband. I'm a Catholic. I gave my life at Catholicism in England. I gave my life to Catholicism in England. I don't believe that she... How can the press office at the Department for Education and Science know whether she's up the duff?
No, that's the point. She might be whether she knows it or not.
She's not going to defy the Pope, is she?
But taking this back to British politics and away from the Vatican...
Try again. She's not going to defy the Pope, is she?
If he says she's... But where did the pregnancy rumour come from?
left-wing Labour backbenchers' rebellious fight.
Basically, trying to undermine her position at the...
Under the influence of alcohol.
You reckon? Alright. She obviously thinks so, otherwise she wouldn't put out an official denial. What else is news this week? Ah, Stephen Byers. Wrong reshuffle thing. What's this talk? Stephen Byers got offered the Chancellery of the Duchy of Lancaster.
Stephen Byers got offered a nose job.
A nose job?
Yeah, so it wouldn't look like Pinocchio's nose.
No, are you suggesting Stephen Byers is anything other than a very upstanding and honourable and successful politician in this country?
Stephen Byers, he's a lying cunt. What do you want me to say? Steve Byers, liar, pants on fire. It's just so boring.
You're trying to be too complicated here.
No,
just
simply put.
Have a conversation. Don't go fucking cryptic on me.
I'm not being.
Simple, small words. More words.
Stephen Byers.
Yeah.
Today made an official statement, personal statement, to the House. It was bollocks.
Apologised for misleading the Commons?
Yes.
But was cleared of lying?
It's very difficult to understand that because...
It's cleared of lying by the palace authorities, it's cleared of lying by the courts, and you're still calling him a liar.
I think if he sues me, it'll be a lot of fun.
Do you want your government making fundamental decisions worth billions of pounds about the future of the transport industry in this country without having a few conversations with civil servants first? No, you don't. So he did. So who gives a shit?
Well, the grannies, obviously.
Trains are run better.
It doesn't matter what the grannies think, does
trains
it?
Trains are run better under Network Rail than they ever were under rail track.
The trains are run better now, are they?
Do you want to go back to rail track?
Do you understand on the manifesto that the trains run better?
Yes.
You're bonkers.
Now than under rail track? Yes.
You must be in the pay of them.
Alright, I'm sorry, but do you want to go back to rail track? Are you saying privatised Network Rail again?
No, I want to go back to the situation we had in the 1920s.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're talking
trains
about rail
ran
track.
On time. You got, what's his name, Dirk Bogard,
what was
brief encounter.
But anyway, yeah, and you also had some bloke called Adolf Hitler in prison painting pictures.
He made the trains run on time. And what's your position? You'll make the trains run on time. Well, dare I ask you, Nazis, the lot of you.
Look, the fact is, we're in a different world. The trains run better under Network Rail, more investment under Network Rail than ever under rail track. And we've got a state of affairs that is so much more coherent now than it was then. And that's not just about money, it's not just about reliability, it's about safety. And do you know who wants to bring back rail track?
Ming.
Jonathan Redwood.
Jonathan Redwood does not want to bring back rail track.
No, I'm sure I've seen a document that he wrote not 18 months ago
Jonathan Redwood.
Saying,
I've
bring
met
back
Jonathan
rail
Redwood,
track.
And you're not Jonathan Redwood. Hillary Armstrong.
Fucked.
Post-fucked. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
You know, if she's not fucked, then the party's fucked. You know?
She's supposed to be mates with, Tony.
She is. Doesn't make her competent. A lot of people are mates who aren't necessarily competent.
But, you know,
mates,
it's like... It's
you
like
and it, I are mates,
It's
right?
like in Godfather. When you let your friends get assassinated, or killed, or, you know, covered in spaghetti, you're next.
But on the other one...
He lets her get killed.
Yeah, but the thing is, Hillary has got to take one for the team, and that's it. Right?
I don't think she's that kind of girl.
She is, basically, incapable of securing a majority. It doesn't matter if you can secure 100 majorities or 99 majorities when they're fucking majorities of 50. It's when you can't secure a majority when it's a majority of one that you need that means you're fucking useless as a chief whip. And that means she's fucking useless as a chief whip. She's got to get it when they can't be got. Beg, borrow, steal, bribe, blackmail. Doesn't matter how she does it, she's got to do it. She didn't do it.
You're making it sound complicated, but she told the boss to go home when the boss was the winning vote.
Yeah, on a fucking amendment.
It's not complicated.
No, the fact is, she didn't do it, she couldn't do it, she's fucked. Go. Get someone else in that can do the job. Someone with a bit more broad approach that isn't quite as confrontational. Someone that will be an open arm to the people that might need an open arm.
Anyway, the reshuffle, how's that going for you guys? I mean, we're looking... Anyway, you look at it, the Tories think the reshuffle is brilliant.
We're reshuffling. That's the sense of we're trying to put the right people in the right job. You guys are reshuffling your fucking principles. you know, deciding which principles you can sell to the public, that, you know, you can hoodwink the public into believing that you're actually really friendly, really.
Fair point, we are like 10 years behind you.
No, we're
you
not.
Reshuffled your principles early.
We're not, no, we're not trying to screw the poor anymore, honest, governor. We're just like you, really.
Funny.
I'm not a man that naturally uses strong language, but you are a cunt. And, like, yeah. You know, we can't argue over that. Because I don't think, in your heart of hearts, you disagree with me.
No, I do. No, I do.
Now, do you mind if I just consult my notes? Because yeah. I've forgotten what we're talking about.
I think you need to consult your notes, because you're not fucking funny without them. Well, I'm impressed that Gordon Brown has taken Alan Greenspan on as a special advisor.
Do you know what? The funny thing is, he's not a special advisor.
Well, he's 40 years older than the average special advisor.
No, listen. He's an honorary advisor. Now, what the fuck does that mean? He doesn't actually get to give any advice.
He's not getting paid.
He's not getting paid, and he doesn't get to give any advice. But honorarily...
Let me run with this. Alan Greenspan is the maestro of the money market.
Right.
When he farts, Wall Street and the city cry.
Right.
Alan Greenspan is a disciple of... Ayn Rand, and you'll say, who the fuck is Ayn Rand?
Ayn Rand
wrote a book called The Virtue of Selfishness. She wrote another book called Capitalism, The Unknown Ideal.
But now, I actually even had a bottle of champagne with her face on the front once.
I think you did, yeah. Now, what book recommendations is Alan Greenspan going to make to Gordon?
Well, do you know what? Things have moved on. You know, whatever Alan Greenspan proposes, Gordon's been doing anyway for the last few years.
What? The virtue of selfishness?
Well, no.
Ayn Rand, Alan Greenspan's guru, ideological compass, says that socialists are evil. How is democratic socialist Gordon Brown,
you
friend of...
You misunderstand the nature of socialism and capitalism.
I possibly do.
Can I explain it to you?
Well, I'd like you to tell me how capitalism can be reconciled with you evil commies.
Well, no, I'm a free market socialist, right?
Let me introduce you to a bit of capitalism.
Is it open?
No, it's closed.
Oh, shut. What kind of fucking free market is that? McDonald's is shut. I'm a free market socialist, and I'll tell you explain
You're
why.
A free market socialist?
Yeah.
Like Gordon Brown?
Yeah. And I'll tell you how. What, basically, socialism is an ideology upon which...
An ideology?
Yeah, an ideology.
Is that like an ology?
Upon which you base...
They've been within the ideology.
You make a simple decision about... You have to answer this question. What is the value of a human being?
Value of a human being is the end value. All that matters is humanity.
No, socialism, value of a human being, is a base value. It's the place where you start off.
No, individuals are all that are important. They say we're cheap when we do these podcasts. But now we're issues.
No, but I was telling you a thing, and you can... The point I'm making is that socialism is an ideology that is based on the question of what is the value of an individual. And the value of an individual is the basis upon which you start. If you answer that question in that way, you're a socialist.
So you answer that question that way, you're a socialist.
But now, what way? The other side.
Answer the what question and what way.
That you start off with individuals have value.
Randians, laissez-faire capitalists, start off with the position that A is A. Truth is truth.
But you know, can you let me finish the point before you counteract it? The other side of this is where the free market fits in. The free market is not a contradictory ideology to socialism. It's a fucking economic tool. It's like a fucking hammer. You pick it up when you need it, you put it down when you don't need it. You pick it up when it's the appropriate tool to use, you put it down when it isn't the appropriate tool to use. When it works, you use it. When it doesn't work, you don't use it. And that's the simple point. Modern socialism, modern democratic socialism, is not about fucking off the free market. It's about using it where it works and not using it stupidly and ideologically and dogmatically when it doesn't work.
Recess, I want you to include that whole speech in the podcast because all the Randians will laugh.
Well, who are the
and
Randians?
They'll know.
It's you and your mate.
Recess, if you think that socialism is some kind of form of capitalism and you don't really know the details, You just don't understand.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said socialism is more like an ideology akin to Christianity than it is to an economic ideology.
Socialism is a bit mystical.
But, you know, it's about how you value a person, not about making money move.
Capitalists know this. We know that A is A, that truth is truth, that a profit is not a bad thing.
Well, you have lost me. Now, back to business. The Tories' next challenge is how to get rid of these bed blockers and impose upon them the new A-list Tory candidates.
We've got soap stars.
We've got Tim Henman.
Tim Henman's not a soap star, he's a loser. Tim Henman's all over, and I think people in the comments section, in your blog, my blog, have said, Tim Henman, give up on it. We have got Adam Rickett.
Adam Rickett, oh my God, he's
sexy,
small.
Sexy.
Small.
Sexy. Big member.
Has he?
Could be a big member.
Has a big member.
Looks good.
So he's on Question Time when? Is that tomorrow night or tonight?
Tomorrow afternoon, yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon, and doesn't want to be political.
Well, I understand it. He is greased up and will be A-listed.
Right.
He has given a quote, and I'll give that quote. I'm not political.
Please vote for me.
And that's an A-list requirement.
Yeah. Ah, right. Could I get on the Tory A-list?
Are you political?
Well, not in a Tory sense.
Work with me here.
I have experience of campaigning.
Oh, that's a plus.
I'm quite friendly, nice and leftist.
That's a plus.
I'm half brown.
That's a big plus. Have you considered Gaydon?
Yeah, I've considered it. There weren't enough breasts involved.
Let me explain to you who is the ideal Tory candidate. It's a she.
Shireen Ritchie.
It's a she. You're close, but you're not on the nail.
Patty Boulay.
She reflects modern Britain.
Yeah.
She's popular.
Yeah.
She's beaten left-wing MPs in vote.
She's Margaret Thatcher.
Chantel. Big Brother, the biggest vote winner ever.
Essex girl.
And who wins over Tory voters? Essex girls.
Oh my gosh.
Chantel.
Alright, so this is the Chantel. This is the call going out to Chantel from Big Brother.
Come on down, you're an A-lister. We've got
Travelodge Hilton.
We've got a safe seat for you.
I'm sure they have. I think that's orange. Let's just do that.